I got my fruit in there too.
Well, you never can tell. You might as well keep it, I guess.
I've heard the old saying, if you've got something that you want to throw away, said just keep it 7 years and you'll have a use for it. I've heard that, you know. But that's superstitious, I reckon. We're getting into that superstitious business, and I don't care too much about what's superstitious, you know. Keep things that long.
Do you ever know people who claim they saw these things around graveyards, you know, they're afraid of them?
Oh, yeah. Graveyard stories. That's something else, boy. Yeah, I've heard of that.
What do they call those things? You know?
Ghosties. Yeah, hearing and seeing ghosties. And all of that. I heard that this old fella one time come along and he heard something out in the graveyard. And they was telling, there was two men at the gate. And he heard them saying, talking about the separating the people. He heard about God was going to separate the people. And he was in the cemetery, and he heard them talking at the gate, going to separate the people. He said, me one and you one, me one and you one. And he didn't know what they were doing. And he got mighty uneasy. He thought it was Jesus and God separating the people, taking the good and the bad. And he got awful upset about it. I heard that, you know, that was one of the stories, ghost stories. And he couldn't imagine what it was. And he eventually got away, I think, and ran away and left them. And they were going on something there for a cause, but I never did know what that cause was at the gate. Wait. Yeah.
Yes. You ever hear people say that those things can get into a house, you know, and the house will be
haunted? Yeah, haunted. Yeah, yes, sir. I've heard a lot of that, ghost stories. Yeah, I've heard of houses being haunted, and they would see things at night. Would fire would come around, and see all kinds of things, and hear things fall about in the house. Haunted, you know. They believe in that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You don't believe in that, do you?
No, I don't believe in all that stuff. No, I don't. If I hear something, I'll find out what it is. If I can't, well done anyway. I don't run off. I hadn't so far. Something could come around and give me a fright, but I don't think it would.
Is Satan and the devil the same thing?
Pretty deep question, but I think I can answer you. Yeah.
No difference.
No difference, I know of.
What do people usually call him, either Satan or the devil?
Yeah, they call him Satan. All kinds of old names, or most. Call him old Red Eyes, no. Devil with horns, and I don't know what all they call it. I hear the lady not far from here, some sweet little children at the home. And she went in the house, she was outside, and she got a move on them and called them little devils when they run out the door. I thought about just telling that. And you know, that just broke my heart. That just broke my heart. That wasn't no way to approach a little child. You know why so much meanness going on now amongst children and growing up? Because they wouldn't ever teach at home the right thing. They've always been scorned. They've always been homes like that, you know. Come out of homes like that, and you can't expect nothing else but crime now, because they never have been taught no better.
Yes.
And what a little child's looking for when it becomes to be walking, you might say, from a little baby, it's looking for somebody to tend to. Take it up with tender love and have mercy with it and raise it like it ought to be. And when man and woman is joined together, they should be joined together in the Lord. to where that they'll know by the Bible how to raise a family. And you know, it just tears my heart to think about we have scriptures telling us how and what to do about these little children and raise them up in the way you'd have them to go, and then they won't depart from it, you see. Well, if I ain't got it myself, how can I? And this will run back to the fourth or fifth generation. It will not come up right.